coaching situation back-to-back nights, was fatigue a factor in the game in terms of chasing the game throughout?
I don't think so. You know, we're no different than any other team. Everybody's got to play back-to-back in this league. So, you know, I thought early on in the game we'd take a couple of penalties right away that put us on our heels right away. But, you know, I thought as the game went on, 5-on-5, we'd get better. I didn't think the special teams were particularly good on either side. You know, we give up a 4-on-4 goal. We get through the 4-on-4, we're right there. So, you know, I don't think it was fatigue.
With the way that the game went, was the key to stabilizing the game, the 5-on-5 play, and the ability to get pucks in for you?
Yeah, I mean, I thought if we could have played more 5-on-5, we could allow guys to get into the flow a bit and try to utilize four lines. You know, when you, there were just a lot of special teams in the game on both sides, and you know, it just disrupts the flow. It takes some guys out of it, it overtaxes other guys. It's just, but I thought, you know, as I said, 5-on-5 in the second period, I thought we had some offensive zone time. We had some decent looks. Like I said, I didn't think the special teams were particularly good on either side.
Refs may have been a little whistle happy to the
Yeah, well, you know, the high sticking one's hard to the ref's defense. You know, the stick is high, it goes to the puck. You know, that happens fast, and they got to make a call on it. It's not a high stick if the puck hits it, you know, but I understand their circumstance. You know, you got to keep your stick down. So, yeah, we just, you know, I thought we took a lot of penalties that we don't need to. You know, we've got to do a better job with our discipline, with our sticks. You know, I think when we're more of a mindset of being physical and getting our noses over pucks when we're playing the game with our sticks, I think we tend to take less penalties. We bring more physicality to the game. I think we're harder to play against, and we tend to take less penalties.
Alexei, it's the 20 goal benchmark. Just what can a stretch like this do for his confidence going forward?
Who?
Alexei Lafreniere.
Oh. Well, I think it's, you know, I think Lafreniere's playing well for us right now. You know, I think he's put a pretty good stretch of games together. He's hanging on the pucks. He's challenging people on one down low. He's getting inside of the net. You know, how many goals has he got? Whether it's on the power play. And that's where the goals are scored. You know, and that's some of the conversations we've had with him. And I think, you know, I think he's really embracing that aspect of his game and that aspect of his game as well. You know, he has the ability to create off the rush because he's talented and, you know, he sees it pretty good. But I just think his willingness to embrace the hard game has been great. I'm happy for him. You know, it's not easy to score 20 goals in the sleep. And I'm happy for him that, you know, it's a good achievement. We've got to keep building on it.
What have you seen from Trocheck that's allowing him to impact games?
Well, Troch is a 200-foot player. You know, he plays on both sides of the puck. You know, he has an offensive element to his game. He's great in face-off circle. You use him in every situation. He's got good defensive instincts. Scores a short end goal for us tonight, as an example. But I just think he's got a mature game. He plays on both sides of the puck.
All right. Thank you. Thanks.